middle of Hilchos Shabbos, on the bottom of Kufnun Gimel and Aleph, Simon Shin Chav Gimel. Dinei Hash'alah, Halacha Barring, Bikinyan Tzarchei Shabbos, acquiring the needs of Shabbos, Vadochas Hakelim Mitikunin, washing the vessels and fixing them with Trilas B'Shabbos and tabling them on Shabbos. What you'd see from in the 10 paragraphs. Says Mechav Sefal, Mutalim L'Chaveri. You'll have to tell your friend, Ma'luli Klizeh, fill up for me this vessel. A filahu miyuchad l'mida, even if it's designated to measure. Now, Hanamila, when we say this, Kishonayit l'alikeach, when the one who's taking it takes it, midishal meicher, the measurement of the seller, umelich l'beisa, and he brings it to his house. Main talk, let me know to say, maybe l'keach mitach beisa, if the buyer brings from his house. Family tells him, Ma'luli, as we take it in the base, Klizeh, fill up for me this vessel. I will limit the clear miyuchad l'mida, but to measure in the vessel that's designated for measuring, will ispech l'tochel shalikeach, and then to pour it into the vessels of the buyer. That's us. That's a bit. I go to Zerma. Yes, we can limit that. Those are leaning to say the chol she'in mechavan l'mida l'gamri. Anything that you're not intending it totally for measuring, shemayim meisav at that you're doing a little bit more, a little bit less. Then shor then permitted this. I go to Shri and Mordechai Perkei and Sad. Pchina minig pasha. That's the widespread custom. Limit the clear miyuchad l'mida to measure in a measuring cup. And to pour it into the vessel of the buyer. We're going to explain for you shortly, Tam Makilim, the reason for those who are lenient. Din Avor Shabbos, the halacha of lending on Shabbos. Din Kamei Yomtiv has the same halacha like a Yomtiv. Finally, come on, Simitiv Kochovei Le'il, Simitshin Zayin, Sifir Al. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Al. So, related, like we spoke about in the previous Simon, regarding dividing things and amongst others. So later we speak about lending or buying. So he says, Mutter Bechulu, that you're allowed to tell your friend, fill up for me this bowl. I know that is after make a bim b'chaz b'shabbos yamtiv, even though buying and selling is forbidden on Shabbos yamtiv. Whether you're selling by mouth, orally, a bim b'sir m'shicha, or whether with pulling or handing over. So to measuring, that's not a mitzvah measurement. Gam kenasa also forbidden kedalik. We said b'simushin vav. Talach even so mutu lim b'lashin zay. You're allowed to say in this type of wording. She no im b'lashin mechir mechayli. He's not saying in the terminology of selling sell me. But no eskeshem mid is not mentioning the measurement, the name of a measurement. Rak klizeh stam says fill up for me this bowl, this cup. So sivkat and beis. Even if it's miyuchel amida pirish or aglim to b'lim kaboy. Even though generally they take this is a measuring cup, this is a measurement that you usually sell by. It's okay. You could say, hey, just fill this up for me. Now, Sivkat and Gimel, when we say this, when the buyer is taking the measurement of the meicher umelich lebeisor, and he takes it to his house, shein's a derech mekamemka. That's not the way of buying and selling. And begam lemichzi kovim lechal also doesn't look like a weekly activity. Shavu mashkes chaver b'derech matan, because even someone that's giving his friend a gift of a drink. That's also the way sometimes Lahashkis become Yuchal Mida. Sometimes he'll use whatever, a measuring cup to give him this gift. And Subhachab said, I don't have to say if the buyer brings from his own house. And for sure, then if he says, fill up this cup, that's okay. Sivkat Dal, Ava Limdai Bahulu, but to measure in the special measuring tool and then to pour into the bowl of the Lakech, oh, that's going to be forbidden. Because that is the normal way of buying and selling. You measure in this tool and you pour into the guy's cup. That's forbidden as Uvdin Nechav. Sivkat and Hay. Ramos said, V'yesh Mikil Bechul, that those who are lenient to say that whenever you're not intending exactly for measuring, that's going to be okay. Hanya, that is the idea. Through this, in Issa, Ala Moicher, then there's no prohibition on the seller Limdib Klimidish to measure in his measuring cup, and then to pour into the bowl of Lekech. Why? Because Sivkat and Vav, Shememayit Bechul, that he's doing a little bit more, a little bit less. Now, there's no problem about stealing. Sheidu lebalav, which is known to the owner, shakol regil mukach, because everyone is accustomed to do this. And b'chinagu lehotel tabas b'mida, and the custom is also to place a ring in the measuring tool. That's the heter for the seller. That's not going to be exact because it's taking up some of the space, says the Magen Avraham. Sivkat and Dal, says the Sharatzian, what he means to say is that this, that the meaning is that the buyer mentions the name of a measurement, that's not enough in this heter. As Ramah concludes, Samach is Bar Tam Makilim, that is even what they're lenient to mention the shame of the Midah. He's saying that you have to do a little bit more, a little bit less. Sivkat and Zayin, He said the Yisbar Lecha, Yisbar B'Semach, it's going to be explained shortly, the reason for those who are Meikel. I knew that Shemot Semach, he finds the support. Shalpam Mutal Aska Avshay Mida, meaning this other idea, that sometimes you can't even mention, he says, I want a court, I want a certain measurement, right? Shemot Semach, because I'm going to look over there, what we're going to write over there. Sif Beis. Mutal Lemel Chabay, let me tell your friend, Malali Klizeh, fill up for me this cup. Well, the Macher Nim Dodai, and then tomorrow we'll measure it. Says Ramah, Abulayimabe shouldn't say telling me the plainness. Give me that specific measurement, says the Torah. Says Mishra Sivkan Khaz Mutabhulu. Chaba said, you'll have to say to your friend Philip for me this kli, and tomorrow we'll measure it. I mean, that is absolutely the Dutch Bishop Yamta. Even the measuring is forbidden Shabbat Yamta. Come on, you'll have to mention that measurement that you're gonna do after Shabbos. You're not allowed to say double plain eslamachar. That thing we can do tomorrow. Mashal Salah says, I am that you're not allowed to do today. So that's obviously the question on this halacha. Maybe because it's a Shabbos need, they will lenient. Sivkot and test. But the Ramah said, you shouldn't say, telling me the plainness. Even if he's not buying from him anything at all. And the Shulman is borrowing from him. The Shulman says, lend me the plainness, lend me a gallon. Kebkinas is also forbidden from the midid because of measuring. Davakov Nechayel because it's like a weekday activity. We can have a Sim Shabbat like I said Sim Shabbat. Sivkot you'd meet the plainness. Oy chetz or vias or half of that or a quarter of that. Kibbe Shabbat Kashemid is mentioned the name of a measurement. Amut to lemon, but he's allowed to say Malik Lizah Abdeshnasis. Fill up for me this vessel up until the markings. But to say specific measurement, that's forbidden. Siv Gimel Mut lemon Chabay. You're allowed to tell your friend, tell me Beit Magoizim Beminion. Give me a specific number of eggs. And nuts. Sivkan Yerav Minyan. Hanu Shemel Asks. All right, Esm Tov. 10 or 20. She can derech balabais. That's the number of a person. Leaves money b'tach beisai to count to this house. Lady Kamonetel to know how much she's taking. Shleita l'kivay tzarech. That she should only take according to what's necessary. Because le muchuch. So if it's not evident, the mishum damu the matkalei because of the monetary value that is mentioned. Eloi deyikam tzarech. Just let him know how much he needs. So that's not a problem for this halacha. Siv Dalad. Mutlam lechem. Then you're allowed to tell a story. But tell me arba beitzim mechamish or demayim. Give me 4 eggs and 5 pomegranates. I've actually asked Ulay Shem Dhamma, as long as he doesn't mention a name of a price. Place Khumid, not the measurement, the number of measurements. Place Khuminyan, not the number of, not the specific number. Let me to say, Hadei Shayishlu Chabiyodi, Chamish Megazim. So like he's giving a whole number. Oh, so you have by me 50 nuts. Tell the Chamish Mechem to give me another 50, but Hadei Chabiyodi Meya. So you have by me 100. A person should not be saying these numbers.
Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yud Beis says, the Mechaber said that it's permitted to tell the storekeeper, give me 4 eggs, 5 pomegranates. Now, Davka Chemani Yisrael, that's specifically a Jewish storekeeper. Well, in Yehudi, but an non-Jew, I'll take from eggs. Maybe it was actually born today. It was late today, and it's pomegranate. Maybe today it was picked from what was connected, as we see later on, Siv Aleph. Siv Katan Yud Gimel. So he says, as long as you don't mention to him Shem Damim, the name of monetary value. Like, for example, where he says, Tenli ba'ad kak v'kak pshutim, give me for this and this amount of specific coin value. Mechoshkein, all the more so, Kishmaskal is Chum Damim. When he mentioned actually the amount of money, he makes him a calculation, a coil that includes Gamim, Mashin, Zchayv, Mekvar, what he owes him already, and now what the total comes out to. That's obvious that's going to be forbidden. Sivkot Yudal, also b'leis chum mida, not the number of a measurement. I'm be'agrosh, because look at be'agrosh that he writes, the toy server, that's a scribal error. But Tzorchlem has to say b'leis shem mida, and not the name of a measurement. I know that it's shemaskele tenli mida plainness, that he says, give me that measurement, the specific measurement. B'choshken chum mida b'shor, the total of the measurement. I know shoyis mecheshben, he makes a calculation, a kol that includes mekam midas for many measurements, shalakam in the mekvar that he already took from previously. And as the Sharati Nois test says, and that's obvious also because the Mechaber says forbidden even by money without a schum, and for sure regarding measurement, because the whole force of the Ramah to say that regarding, he learns out Mida from Damim. And look at the Taz that he holds, that Mida is more chomer than Damim, since the Mechaber makes it forbidden by a shame Damim, for sure by a shame of a Mida. Sivkot and Tezvav, and the Mechaber said, Balei Schum Minyan, not the total of the number. Because in such a way, that's already in the way of doing business. But just regular number, like we said, they already said, permitted, say, give me this amount of eggs, give me this amount of nuts. Siv cotton, yeah. Be'alacha. the Ramaschal of Linda Bekli. But to measure with a tool that designated for measurement and to pour into the vessel of Lekeach, oh, that's forbidden. Now, this menekes that's called a lever that's designated for measurement and it holds a quart, you're allowed to say, fill up for me this vessel and to pour it into the vessel of Lekeach, says the Prima Gadol. Which the Be'alacha, the Dershon number 10 brings that the Prima Gadol explains, because since it's not possible to take the menekes to the house of Lekeach, so it's recognizable that he's tiddling only as to pour the liquid, and doesn't look like he's explicitly mentioning the total of a measurement. Be'alacha and the Maschal Mutulem Hulu, and Sifta al Machaba says, you're allowed to tell the storekeeper, give me 4 eggs and 5 pomegranates. So it says Be'alacha, to understand very well the words of Machaba and the Ramah, he says, I'm going to give a little introduction. And that is, because there's 3 things, which are 6. There's damim, midah, minyan. There's money, measurement, and quantity. Which they are, the 6 is they added schum damim, schum midah, schum minyan, the total. Now regarding minyan, number, the din is already paskin very obviously that minyan, just the number, is permitted. For example, he's allowed to say, give me this amount of nuts. But to make with him a calculation that includes this, for example, let's say, oh, how many nuts do you already have? Oh, 50? Oh, give me another 50, it'll be together 100. Oh, that's a schum of minyan, that's going to be forbidden. Because that's someone to make a member, that's someone to doing business. By midah also, by measurements, there's a schum midah. And by schum damim, that is, you say, oh, how much money do I already owe you? Oh, that amount? Okay, give me this and this much, and then altogether I'll owe you this and this amount. And that's the same thing regarding by midah. Oh, how many measurements do I already owe you? This amount? Okay, give me that measurement. I'll owe you this and this total amount of measurements. That's forbidden according to everyone. Because that's something to make for mimcha. However, regarding midah or damim itself, that it should say, give me goizim nuts for this, like $1 or for $2, the opinion of the mechaber, that's forbidden. Because obviously in the Gemara that you're not allowed to set money, and it's if it's not, you're not allowed to mention the name of a measurement. Ramah brings in the Hagah, the Pinah Goy Sashri, that he holds that it's mutter by damim with money is such a case. Because we say that it's damim simin ba'alma, just as a sign, identified feature that mentions this coin pashut, to let him know how many nuts that he needs. But he's only like telling him a number of nuts. Comes, I didn't mention over here Alashon HaMechira with the damim. It's just regularly giving how much he wants him to give him. And this is mentioned in the Gemara, that you're not allowed to be placing damim to set a price. That's when you don't know the set price, where there's no set price and you're setting a price. Then you can't say how much is mentioning him the money. It's just to let him know how much he needs and not to paskin, and not to set price for the sale. Because he doesn't know how much he should give him for this money. Now there are more rights in the Darchei Moshe. According to this Agoy Sashri, you could say that even by measurement, similarly, that it's not forbidden to mention the shame of a midah, the name of a measurement, only by something that you don't know the measurement. That is, that you say, give me a measurement of nuts, or something else that you don't lose your measure, then you can't say that his intent is only as a similar idea to let him know how much that he needs, because he doesn't know how much the measurement holds, and he doesn't know if he needs more or not. And therefore, obviously, that this that he mentioned, the measurement, is that specifically the measurement. But by wine and beer and similar things which normally are measured, his intention is only to let him know how much he needs, a gallon, not specifically to measure, therefore it's going to be permitted, and based on that is what Ramah writes, v'chim v'chum midah v'chul, etc. The maschal lechemini, that the Mechaber said, you're allowed to tell the storekeeper, tell me, v'chulu, give me 4 eggs and 5 pomegranates, that's the what was in, assuming is in Sif Gimel, says the Be'alacha, maybe it's for a chiddush that he's saying a chemini, a storekeeper, that even though for sure his intent is to sell, even so it's going to be permitted, because it doesn't mention explicitly, and that's the sound from Labush. The Gemara is brought, chenbini a rugletzloi. And Rashi explained, because he's rugletzloi, he's always a regular customer, he trusts him without setting a price. Some of the dirshus. Dirshu number 3, to measure for no purpose at all, just like distracted, Shulchan Aruch Rav writes, that's permitted. Dirshu number 5, there's no specific need to tell the seller that tomorrow is going to measure the food. Shlomo Zalman explains that according to Mr. Berube here, you have to hold back from this, even though he's inclined to permit this over there, because since the measuring of a mitzvah that's permitted, because all the isra of medida measuring is only because of the chol, like a weekday, and if a mitzvah is permitted, if that's the case, you could say that measurement is not considered at all like something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. And if you're allowed to say that you can measure tomorrow, even when there's not such a need with this measuring. Till Livid writes, it's possible that by anything that's forbidden because of the Chol, there's no issur to say that you can do it tomorrow. Tisha number 7, that Mishpah referenced Sim Tufku Yud Zayin Sif Aleph, that there it's explained that you're not allowed to take from a non-Jew something that its type is connected, or that you have from that species that's lacking being trapped, only if it's recognizable that it wasn't picked or trapped today. And also you cannot take from him eggs because maybe it was laid today. But something that's there's no problem about mechubra, and not because of trapping, and not because of nailed, you're allowed to take it from a non-Jew, even if it was brought that day from out of the tchum. Dish number 9, regarding opening up a faucet of water on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah explains that even though through that, the water meter is going to measure how much water is going through it, and this clock is designated for measuring. However, since the measurement happens on its own, he says that's not going to be an issue, it's not a problem.